Hey there, blogging lady. Are you struggling to finally get your blog's website designed and launched? You know that starting a blog is the right path for you, but you sure as heck don't want to go 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. You aren't here to waste time. You want real results. I mean, results that are actually going to make you money blogging and doing your passion. And to get those results, you know that you need a step-by-step roadmap to get there. So, let's chat over coffee. I invite you to book a free zero pressure call with me below in the show notes. Think of it as a casual coffee chat. We're going to talk about where you're at, where you want to be, and explore how my blog coaching and website design services might be just the missing link that you've been searching for. If we find it's a perfect match, great. If not, no hard feelings. You're going to walk away with some clarity and insights to propel you forward. Book a coffee chat right now below. Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking all about the things that I believe in for building a blog that makes money. And these are going to be completely different from the rest of the gurus out there. They have their own beliefs and I have my own beliefs and opinions. And it's just what I've learned and what I've seen in this space. But before we get started, I want to say I hope you had an amazing Christmas, an amazing new year, and I hope you're looking at this as a fresh start to finally get your blog grown, your blog traffic numbers up, and finally make money blogging and reach all of your goals in 2024. So are you excited? Because I'm super excited to reach mine. So with that being said, let's dive into all of my beliefs. So in my experience, certain strategies and beliefs can really elevate the success of a monetized blog. And these are all based on my experience. Number one is Showit is way better than any other platform, even WordPress.org, believe it or not. I've worked with various platforms, pretty much all of them, and I can confidently say that Showit offers a level of creative control unmatched by any other. It's drag and drop, and it makes it incredibly user-friendly. Anybody can build a blog website, a beautiful blog website, which is so important in 2024, on Showit because it's so easy and user-friendly. And I just love this. I build my clients' blogs on Showit, and I have been for years. And honestly, it's just the most amazing platform. So why does it compare to WordPress.org? If you're a new blogger and you try to start a WordPress website, you know how extremely difficult it is to actually make that WordPress, like, or your blog website super pretty, right? And not only pretty, but designed in a way that's actually going to, like, be strategic and take your ideal target reader on a journey through your website so that you can make sales and get email list subscribers. It's super difficult to do that. And like, unless you have a designer do it for you in WordPress or you know code knowledge. So of course you can go and get themes off of Creative Market or, you know, WordPress themes on wherever you can find them. But I've noticed that even these themes, they're not designed in a way that's actually going to take your blog reader through that journey so you can make sales and get email list subscribers, which is the main goals of your website, right? You want your readers to take action on the things that you want them to take action on, right? So you can reach your blogging goals. So that brings me to number two. A self-hosted site isn't necessary. So you might think that you need a self-hosted site to make money blogging and to, you know, run your blog. But platforms like Medium show that that's not always the case. It's more about the content and less about the hosting. So you don't need, like, I know so many bloggers. I read articles every day of bloggers saying how they make this amount of money on Medium or, you know, so many business owners and bloggers are making money on Showit, and Showit is not a self-hosted site. Now, I know there's a lot of worries about self-hosting because you don't own your site, and if anything happens to the platform, your whole website gets taken down, right? And then you have to start all over on a different platform, and that is a worry, but that's never going to happen. In 2024, that's never going to happen unless something crazy in the world decides to happen, like bombs going off in the sky. But it's just not going to happen. Showit is super, super amazing. It's fantastic. It's here to stay. It's here to improve. And that is where most people are starting blogs on these days. That is where most business owners are moving to nowadays. Now, you can go look up this, you know, data yourself, information yourself, and not only just take my word for it, but you can go do your research on Showit, and you can see that most people nowadays, most business owners and bloggers, they are moving to Showit. Maybe not all of those, you know, really old bloggers and business owners that have a good website and have so much content on their blog already. Like, they're not going to be moving over. They're already making money, so it's not really necessary for them to move. But if you're starting a blog in 2024 or even in the last few years, it is time to move to Showit, and I truly believe in that. So that brings me to number 3. Affiliate marketing only works if you have thousands of page views. So I know so many blog articles out there that talk about how to make money blogging, or talking about, you know, monetize through affiliate marketing and Amazon Associates and share a sale and blah, blah, blah. But this is so outdated these days. I mean, it really comes down to whatever your blog goals are. Like, if you have a fashion blog, of course you're going to monetize with, you know, affiliate marketing, but it does take time. It does work. Every monetization method out there that they tell you, they do work. They can work for you. However, it takes so much time and effort. Now, if you're somebody who just wants to build a business, a legit business, then businesses, I'm sorry, are not, you know, going to become a business and make sales through affiliate marketing alone. Businesses understand that you have to diversify your income in 2024 in order to make $1,000 plus per month. If you want to hit those goals, those income goals of $10,000 months or like crazy amounts, your business is not going anywhere with just affiliate marketing alone. I'm sorry. At least not in the first few years. If you're somebody who wants to make money now, you need to focus on selling your own offers. This is something that I learned after 2 years of working on my first blog. I was focusing mainly on affiliate marketing and ads, and nothing was working out for me. I made like maybe a dollar. Like, it's just really crazy. Like, I worked so hard toward it. And to see, like, no income to show for all that hard work that I did, it was, like, really frustrating. And I quit at some point. I quit for a few months because I just didn't want to work, like, put my heart and soul into something that wasn't making me money. And so then I hired a blog coach, and she helped me realize that businesses are not built on affiliate marketing alone. Businesses make a ton of money when they start selling their own offers. So I really hope you understand this. So that brings me to my next tip, or my next belief, or whatever. Ads suck. I don't believe you should ever put ads on your site. Ads can be very intrusive, and I believe in providing a clean user experience without the distraction of ads. I don't use ads to make money. Like, if you want to make a quick dollar, sure, go ahead and put an ad on your site, but it's so highly distracting, and it's going to distract people from your content. And it's like, I've been on so many blog websites that, like, I can't even read their blog post because it's filled with ads popping up at me. That is so frustrating. So I'm just going to, like, exit their website super quickly and then never come back again. And then, bam, they lost me as a loyal follower, a loyal reader. They lost an email subscriber simply because they had ads on their site. Now, ads also, like affiliate marketing, take a lot of page views to, make money from them because you make a commission from them and it's like pennies. So like, why not focus more of your time on writing really helpful blog posts without any ads? With you can of course still use affiliate marketing. I'm not telling you to not use affiliate marketing, but don't put all of your eggs in that one basket. And with ads, don't put them on your site because they're so distracting. I want you to focus mainly on selling your own offers and using your content as a strategy to get people to sign up to your email list and to market your offers and sell your offers. So that brings me to my next tip. Selling your own offers is a key to making money. Creating and selling your own products and services allows for higher margins and greater control. It can be a game changer for your blog's monetization. And I truly, truly believe in this because I've seen it in my business and I've seen it in all of my clients' businesses as well. If you want to make money blogging in 2024, the fastest way and easiest way is to sell your own offers. So what kind of offers can you create? Well, number one, you want to make sure that you're targeting a specific person. And that person has these pain points, right? So what are they struggling with? So a specific person could be moms in their 20s who are struggling with their time, okay? And then, or mom... Here's a better one. Mom business owners in their 20s who are struggling with having enough time for their family because they're constantly hustling in their business. And they have this hustle because they don't have a streamlined system in place. So what can you offer to these moms? You can offer a system. And you can build these customized systems for them within Notion, within ClickUp. And so basically you're going to be a systems expert, okay? So that's just like a bad idea that I had. Or not a bad idea, that's a really good idea, but that's just something I just came up with on the top of my head. But if you, as you can see, like I specifically honed in to a specific target audience, and then I took one of their pain points and then created an offer that solves their pain points. So that's what you want to do. Find one specific person that you want to sell to, create an offer that helps them solve that problem easily, and then sell it to them. So what kind of offers can you create? Coaching programs, one-on-one coaching or group coaching programs. You can create a membership. You can create ebooks. You can create templates for people to help them. You can create workbooks. You can create guides. You can create, you know, Canva templates or Notion templates, or just there's just so many things that you can create that help people solve a specific problem that they are having. And then your messaging around this is telling them why or and how you're going to solve that problem with this offer. Moving on, so people buy from brands that they love. I've seen firsthand how brand loyalty creates or translates into sales. Building a brand that resonates with your audience is so crucial. It's about the trust and connection. Now, I'm not just talking about the aesthetic brand, okay? So like your logo, your color palette, of course, that's all important, but I'm also talking about the brand as a whole, your brand messaging, how you convey what you offer to your people, what's your brand vibe? How do people conceive you as a brand, and how do you want them to conceive you? Like, how do they view your brand? So building a brand that people will love is so, so, so important. And I highly recommend that you focus on this for 2024 if you haven't focused on this at all. You need really good brand messaging. You need values. You need a mission that you can, you know, communicate with your audience and say, this is my mission for 2024 or this is my brand's mission. And so they can, you know, have something to work towards with you, you know? You need a brand story. You need to be consistently telling your story and how you solved that problem that they have right now and how you accomplished it. And yeah, so people buy brands, they don't buy offers. They buy from people and brands that they like and love. So really think about that. An ugly blog website is not going to cut it anymore. So aesthetics really matter in 2024. Everybody is using really good aesthetics. A well-designed blog enhances credibility and keeps visitors around longer. Investing in a really good website design is a non-negotiable in today's visual world. It's super visual, and everybody is creating very aesthetic Instagram feeds and websites and brands, and like, you're going to just be left in the dust if you haven't focused on this. And that's why I highly recommend that you use Showit. And to make it even easier to you, like for you, you can just purchase a Showit website design template or hire a designer. That'd be super simple. I do offer website design services for bloggers. You can find that information in the link below. But like, you really need a really good website design, and it's not just only about aesthetics. Yes, aesthetics matter because it captures the attention and holds their attention long enough to view your content, for one, on your website. Because if somebody pops on your website and it looks really ugly, like, maybe they'll read a little bit, but it's not going to, like, hold their attention. When somebody sees a website that's like, wow, beautiful, stunning, they love it, they're going to stay and they're going to check it out. They're going to look around. You know what I mean? They're going to enjoy themselves while they're there. And that's like the main important goal. If you have like a WordPress website that's like looking like 2000s and definitely looks like you DIY built it yourself without having any design knowledge, I'm sorry, but that's not going to work. People are going to leave because they see so many other beautiful designs that hold their attention, that captivate them, that wow them. So sell things. This is another belief. Sell things that people want versus things that you think people need. Market research is key. I make sure to sell my products to my audience that they already desire rather than what I believe that they need. There's a lot of things that I believe that bloggers really need, but I don't sell what they need. I sell what they want. What do they desire? What do they want? And how do I find out that information? I have to talk to my audience. I have to survey my audience. I have to do that market research. So if you haven't sent out a survey yet this year, I highly recommend that you send one out to your email list, or you go and find people that you can talk to that are your specific target audience, like on Instagram or somewhere, and you ask them to fill out a survey for you. And within that survey, you're going to ask them, what are they struggling with? What is the number one thing that they think that they need in order to become successful or overcome whatever you're selling or overcome the pain point or whatever? You know what I mean? Ask these important questions. And you can use ChatGPT to help you generate this survey. You can also go and look at my surveys that I've done in the past. You can reach out to me. I have no problem sending them to you, so you can see what kind of questions that I ask when I'm doing my market research. Another belief is you cannot hide your face if you want to monetize. Video is key. Video content has become a cornerstone for engagement. Putting your face to the name of your blog helps in building a personal connection with your audience, making monetization platforms so much more effective. So if you want to monetize your blog in 2024, I highly recommend that you get on video and you stop hiding. I've been hiding for a while. I know I really have, but my new belief, and I know this for a fact, is that video is really key moving forward. I mean, it has been for a couple of years, but moving forward, it's even more so now. And repurposing your content. So like writing a blog post, long form piece of content, and repurposing it to other platforms. So for this podcast episode, I am going to repurpose this into a YouTube video. I'm going to repurpose this into an Instagram reel and repurpose it into a blog post. So you can't hide your face. If you're an anonymous blogger, that's cool. If you haven't got your face on video yet, I highly recommend you do, because it builds that connection that people are really craving. People are craving authenticity right now, especially when there's so much AI content out there right now, and it sounds so robotic. People want authenticity, and they want to see you. You are the face of the brand. Not your blog content, not your blog website, not anything like that. That's not the face of your brand. You are. People want to buy from you. So who do you need to be in 2024 in order for people to want to buy from you? Do you need to show up on video? Because I am. I need to show up on video more. I know that. So that's what I'm going to do. So that's my belief. And then the last one that I have for you, you might think of this as a little, I don't know, you can think of it however you want to, but hiring a blog coach will almost always guarantee a better chance of monetizing. And I'm not just saying that because I am a blog coach. And I'm not just saying that because I want you to hire me, but hiring any blog coach out there, or any business coach, or anybody that can help you get to the next level is so key. Personal guidance from a coach can provide tailored strategies and accelerate your blog's financial success. It's an investment, and I believe it's so well worth it. When I hired my blog coach back in 2018, I was super, super scared. I had the last $200 that I had in my bank account, and I didn't know if this was really going to help me, because I had spent 2 years on working on a blog that never made me any money. It wasn't growing, and I was just so frustrated, and I quit for a couple months. But when I hired a blog coach, it was a true game changer for me. And then I continue to hire coaches. Like, I'm working with a coach right now, and she's so helpful. If I have any question, or if I want her to review my content, or like if I want her to, you know, help me with a customized strategy that's really going to help me succeed, because, you know, there's so much information out there online, and not every strategy that they teach in those articles or in that information is going to be what works for you. What's going to work for you is completely different than what works for me. So you really need to have a tailored, customized strategy that really is going to work for you. And how do you do that? You need a mentor to help you. It's just what it is. Or you can spend years and years and years learning hard lessons that I've already learned in the past 7 years of being a blogger and a blog coach and business owner. So if you want to go down that road for that long to learn all the hard lessons that you need to, then go ahead. But I can teach you those in like a 60-minute coaching session. And I can teach you what not to do within our 6 months of coaching. And I can help you have a super streamlined, like, step-by-step process on your way to making legit money in 2024. Or you can go and hire another blog coach that you resonate with most, because I really truly believe that you need to work well with that blog coach, or any coach or any mentor that you're ever going to hire. You need to be able to, you know, have a vibe with them. You need to be able to communicate with them good. That is why I highly recommend that you book a call with me before you ever hire me. I want to meet you face to face, and I want to see if we vibe. If you do want to hire me, if you do want to hire a blog coach in 2024, I have my calendar link below. You can get a free 20-minute a free 20-minute call with me, and we can see if we vibe over some coffee. We can just chat to see what are your goals, to see, you know, if we can actually have a communication and see if we like each other. Like, that's what it comes down to. Of course, I'm going to tell you about my products and services at the end, but it's a no-pressure call. I will never pressure you to work with me. If you want to work with me, that's so awesome. If you're excited about it, if you feel good about it, then great, we can start. But if not, and if you want to take time to think about it, go ahead, because it's an investment that is your choice, and I want you to feel really good about the decision that you're making about hiring me or a blog coach or whatever. So book a call below if you feel like you're ready to monetize your blog in 2024, and if you feel like we could work well together, and if you feel in your heart that it's time to hire a blog coach. So in my journey to create a successful and profitable blog, I've learned that a strategic approach to blogging is non-negotiable. Choosing the right niche and creating high-quality content that solves real-world problems for your readers, being personable and engaging, and has helped me connect with my audience on a deeper level. You need a robust SEO strategy, and you need a step-by-step process that, you know, you can skip over all those hard lessons that you will need to learn in the future, of course. And yeah, so these are my beliefs. Let me go over a few of them again. Show It. I highly recommend you build a website on Show It. You focus on your branding. You focus on your SEO this year. And don't hide your face. Get your butt on video. Even if it's just one little video talking every week, show your face. Be authentic. Sell things that people want and do that market research. And create your own offers this year and not focus on affiliate marketing and ads, because I don't really recommend them. If you want to build a business that makes legit money and a lot of it and fast in 2024 and finally monetize, sell your own offers. So yeah, that's all that I have to say. I know some parts were a bit of a ramble, but I hope I got my point across. And remember that patience and consistency are your very best friends. I do have a new freebie for you. So if you want to click below, you can get my brand new blog post and SEO checklist. And this just helps you to create very good blog posts that are truly SEO optimized, so you never forget anything while you're writing or structuring. And so you can check everything off before you hit publish, so you can rank your blog on the number one page of Google. So with that being said, stay dedicated, stay hungry for knowledge, and most importantly, stay true to yourselves and your vision for your blog in 2024. I'm so excited for what's in store for you this year, because I know you're gonna kill it. Have a good one.